You bring it up. There we go. Munchkin Land, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Ow! Munchkin Land, the show has just begun. Hey everyone, it's Steven Schleicher along with Zach. You are probably expecting a full-length game of Munchkin this week.
Are they? I don't know the schedule.
Yeah, this week's a full show. Man. But as you can tell from our intro,
that's not.
I love Munchkin. The Munchkin Land on a wing and a prayer. We don't have a Munchkin episode this week because the disc that I had it on, I accidentally deleted the file because I thought I was done with the card. Mm-hmm. And I was recycling the card and getting it ready to go back into the lot. And then I was like, oh, crap. I deleted that. Let me see if I can use my recovery program, which has worked so well in the past, to bring it back. Couldn't bring it back. Or I brought them back, but the files are weird because it comes out with one long file and it takes like a 1 second chunk from each of the four tracks and then just puts them one right after the other. Heck? And there's no way that I'm editing an hour long show with 1 second edits.
Oh, my.
So no. You'll hear like me on the microphone going, hi, welcome to Munchkin. And then you'll hear on your microphone me saying, hi, welcome to Munchkin. And Rodrigo's, hi, welcome to Munchkin. And Robson, hi, welcome to Munch. And it'll come back to me, Kinland. And then it'll cut again and go, and there's no way we can do that.
No, that takes forever.
But it was a fun episode. It was the Munchkin Booty episode where we expanded with all of the Munchkin Booty sets.
With the second booty deck.
Yeah, it had an interesting ending, twist ending, that no one was expecting until most recently, Zach and I did it again.
We did it.
But you'll hear that coming up in an upcoming show next week for sure. Well, no, next week we'll do another Munchkin Minute and then we'll do that show.
Yeah.
I think that's how the rotation works. Because this should be a regular show this week. We don't have that. Sorry about that.
I was here when we figured that out. Steve and I were recording some other stuff.
I know.
And there was tears all around.
I was upset.
Yeah, man.
Because it's a good episode.
It was a great episode.
Zach and I were recording The Want List.
Yeah.
You can check that out over at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. Over on YouTube. A lot of good stuff that we do every week just for you. Yeah. Sometimes there's a Zach Plays thing, which really should be part of Munchkin. But what does Munchkin mean to you? Does it mean only Munchkin, the card game from Steve Jackson Games?
Are we talking about
are we talking about Munchkin as in someone who likes to, you know, trick their whole system out so that they can win at every game?
Oh, I mean, are you asking what the word Munchkin just mean to me?
Yeah.
If someone just says the word Munchkin in daily life, no, I go directly to the card game.
That guy's such a Munchkin.
I go, that guy's a card game made by
Steve Jackson Games?
That's weird.
He needs to sponsor the show?
Yeah. No, yeah, so Munchkin is certainly, rarely does anyone really ever say that word on a daily basis in my life, but if it does crop up, the first thing I think about is sadness because Rob wins all the time and I systematically lose.
Sad Hulk music.
Oh, yeah. I just walk away, shoulders down,
ripped up pants. Yeah. They're all purple.
Yeah. I don't really know how the purple pants happened. It just, in that fit of rage of Rob winning again, I just kind of black out. I just wake up with my pants.
I will say in that game, Rob did not win.
No, Rob did not win, even when he thought he was going to.
Yes.
And then he thought he had another chance, and Steven's like, whoa,
hold on just a minute. But I will also say this, I didn't win either.
No.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's a story to let your own minds fill in the blanks between Rob thought he was going to win, and then Steven said, oh, no, wait a moment. it was brilliant.
It was good.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen Rob super mad,
Rob,
about losing a game, and especially in the manner that he lost it.
Right, and normally if Rob loses, he's generally okay with it.
Oh, yeah,
and then he'll process like, oh, I should have done this. But this one, he couldn't have expected. There was nothing that he's ever done playing Munchkin that said, oh, this will surely happen. I something to counteract it.
Well, there's actually a mechanic that lets you do that. I mean, and we've seen it play out in a couple of other games, especially if you are if you're an elf. Remember, if you help someone else, you can also go up a level.
Sure.
You can have two people win the game at the same time by helping each other out.
Right.
But Rob was not expecting this.
No, Rob. Well, mainly because we weren't playing a Munchkin set that in any way had that ability. I don't believe.
Right. No, it didn't.
Has that ability for naturally two people to win.
Right.
But
it was still funny. Nonetheless.
Steven figures out a way.
It was funny nonetheless. And I'm sorry that you guys missed it.
I know
telling you about it after the fact is kind of a, it's kind of a poopy thing for us to do.
Yeah.
But I feel real bad. If there's somebody out there who understands file recovery from deleted files, I have the card. Yes, I have the card. It's been deleted, but, you know, you can use a recovery program. I've never written over it after the original delete. But what's happening is I'm using a program called R Recovery or something. I think that's what it's called. Not R Type. That's a video game from the 80s. But it's the R Recovery software, and it just recovered everything really weird. It shows the files are there. It's recovering them as four individual files, but it's mixing all the audio from all four of those files together in each one in little 1 second to half second chunks. And there's no way I can edit it. And if somebody out there can figure out how to effectively recover it and send me an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And if I can successfully recover it, then I will get that show up for everyone and find out. But until then, we've got a Munchkin Minute next week where I'm going to tell you all about our player stats.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is really good. Yeah. Remember, listeners who've been listening for a long time know that I've asked someone to keep a tally of our win-loss ratio and kind of do it up in a baseball card style. And one of our favorite listeners has done that.
Yes.
And I'll be sharing some of those results on an upcoming episode. And then I'll be posting them over at members.majorspoilers.com for people to go check out over there. Yeah.
Right.
Over there at members.majorspoilers.com, there's also the character sheets for Critical Hit, our Major Spoilers Dungeons and Dragons podcast, art, videos, behind the scenes stuff, all over there at members.majorspoilers.com. And everybody who's a part of that, we thank you for your support, but we're going to put those baseball card stats over there for those guys.
That'd be awesome.
But I'll give you some of the stats next week on Munchkin Land. And until then, remember, it's not a game if it gets deleted in a hard drive crash or a stupid deletion error.
No.
Munchkin Land. Insert a classy jingle here.
Wow!
Munchkin Land.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.